الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous classes discussing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has revealed the Quran as a guidance and a light and a criterion, as He had mentioned in a number of verses, and from that the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, هدى للناس, as a guidance for mankind, وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, and a clarification of the guidance, and a detailed clarification of the guidance and a criterion that distinguishes from good and evil, and from truth and falsehood, and from upright guidance and from error, and from misguidance and deviation. But the Quran is guidance for all mankind. The Quran is guidance for all mankind. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chooses and selects from them whom He wills, to favor them and to bless them to be able to benefit from that guidance. And others, they are turned away from the guidance and they are not able to benefit, and it is not a light for them. And this has been our discussion in the previous class. And the means to benefit from the guidance of the Quran, first and foremost, is to believe in it, to believe that it's the speech of Allah, and that it's revelation from the Lord of the worlds, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's revelation from the Creator of the heavens and the earth, guidance for mankind, and direction for them how to live their life in this life, and granting them glad tidings and a great promise of His pleasure and mercy for those who believe and follow its guidance and light, and containing a great warning likewise for those who turn away. So for those who benefit from the Quran is a guide and a light for them, and a means of goodness and blessing and mercy. And mercy by the permission of Allah and His grace. And as for those who turn away from the Quran and disbelieve in it, or those who turn away from the application of the Quran, or they misinterpret it, then the Quran will not be a means of guidance for them. Rather, it will be a means of failure and destruction. So this issue is very important to realize and to understand, and that one, he should strive his best effort to benefit from the Quran, to benefit from the guidance of the Quran, and to benefit from the recitation of the Quran, and the intent from that recitation, that the heart will be affected, and that sincere faith will enter a person's heart and change his life, change his manners, and change his conduct, and change his character, and rectify his affairs by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we discuss more verses on this topic, on this issue, for further clarity and detail, and as an admonition. And it's important to take admonition from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we can learn about these traits, the traits of the righteous, in order to strive to implement them and have them and hope to be from them, and in order to learn the traits of the misguided and the deviant and the wicked and the evil, in order to be cautious from them, to turn away from them, and to fear from having any resemblance to them whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned the condition or the state of those who believe in the Quran and those who are hypocrites with regards to the Quran. They do not believe. Allah, He says, وَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. And whenever a chapter from the Quran is revealed, from the people And from the people, there are those who say, أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانٌ. Which of you increased in faith from this? Which of you increased in faith from this? And some of the hypocrites, they will mock in this manner. They will mock in this manner. And they say, whenever the verses would be revealed, and whenever the Quran would descend on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a chapter would be revealed, many of them, they would mock. Like we've seen previously, some of them would say, وَمَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا. What did he say a while ago anyways? Having no care or concern for that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching and clarifying. Similar like this to hypocrites, they would say the same. Who increased when they would hear the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal recited, which contain great guidance and their commandments and their prohibitions and their admonitions found therein, and these chapters that are revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mention of the great attributes and characteristics and traits of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mention of the paradise and the great promise for the righteous, and the mention of the hellfire and the great threat and warning for the deviant and the misguided, and the likes. This is what is found. This is what is contained in the chapters of the Quran. And whenever the hypocrites hear it, they would say the likes of this. أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And as for those who believe, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. As for those who believe, whenever a chapter is revealed, it increases them in faith. It increases them in faith. You know, this is in reference to the time of the revelation. And likewise, after as well, whenever the Quran is recited, and whenever it is studied, and whenever one he listens to it or he hears it, those who believe in it, it would increase them in faith. It would increase them in faith. They have faith already, and it will increase their faith and make it strong and make it firm. And it will grow and become more perfect and more beneficial because they believe in it. They believe that it's the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have care and concern for the recitation, and they hope to understand. And they strive to learn what the recitation means and requires and necessitates from commandments and prohibitions. And they believe in the law that is found therein, and they strive to implement it in their life, and in this manner their faith increases. In this manner their faith increases. And this is the issue of Al-Iman. Al-Iman yazidu wa yanqus. Al-Iman yazid wa yanqus. The faith, the Iman, it increases and decreases. It increases with obedience. So whenever a person, he hears the Quran recited, and he reflects over it, and he ponders, and he thinks deeply, and he believes in it. He believes in the commandments that are found therein. He believes in the prohibitions that are found therein. And he strives against his soul to apply them. He believes in the ordainments and the legislation and law. And whenever he hears the praise of the righteous and their noble traits, he hopes to be like them. He hopes to be like them. Just to realize that we should recite the Quran and we should hear the goodness that is found therein and hope to follow it. In this manner, the faith will increase. In this manner, the faith will increase. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And they're giving each other glad tidings. As for those who believe, whenever the Quran is recited, then they increase in faith. They increase in faith. And they increase in their religion. They become firm. And they become stronger in their creed. Stronger in their belief. They become more steadfast upon obedience and avoiding disobedience from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're granting each other glad tidings and encouraging one another to strive and to hold fast to the guidance that they have learned themselves. And this is from the benefit of the Quran, those who believe in it. Those who believe in it. From the benefit of the Quran for those who believe in it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about the hypocrites. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ. And as for those who have in their hearts a disease, the people of knowledge, they mentioned the disease of hypocrisy. And the disease of doubts and misconceptions, the disease of the lust of that which is impermissible, loving that which is detestable to Allah. This is a disease that's in the heart. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. That a believer who strives to purify and to cleanse his heart from the likes of these diseases. Because if they take hold, a person, he will become from the people who have diseases in their hearts. And they're the munafiqun and the kufar. They're the hypocrites and the disbelievers. They're the hypocrites and the disbelievers. So whenever they hear the Quran recited, whenever the chapters are revealed, it would increase their filth to filth. It would increase their misguidance to misguidance. It would increase their disease to disease. And disease on top of disease. Doubt on top of doubt. Misguidance on top of misguidance. They would increase in confusion and misguidance. And it would not benefit them. And it would not benefit them. And Allah, He mentions, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. They would die while they are in a state of disbelief. They will die while they're in a state of disbelief. This is the recompense for turning away from the Quran and disbelieving in the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. That a person, if he is not careful, he would die in a state of disbelief. Or if it's not that severe, he would die in a foul state of disobedience. If he's a Muslim, if his disobedience or his rejection or his lack of concern and care for following the legislation found in the Quran was so severe, it would lead him to disbelief. Or if not leading him to disbelief, it will lead him to corruption and evil until he dies in that state. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And this is the greatest disgrace and failure, that a person, he will live in this life, and then whenever his period is appointed and the angel of death comes for his soul, he's in a state of disbelief. This is the ultimate failure. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. This is the ultimate failure. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And not as severe as that, but very severe and very frightening as well for every believer. For every believer is that he will be in a state of disobedience. That he will be in a state of disobedience. So a believer, he hopes that he will be in a state of piety whenever the angel of death comes. So this is the issue here. A believer, he does not know whenever he will die. And it's not important whenever one will die, but how one will die. So therefore, we have to strive to die as Muslims, to die upon Islam. But even then, it's not sufficient. Rather, to die as a good Muslim. And this means that we must live as good Muslims by implementing the legislation and the law and studying the Quran. Studying the Quran with sincere faith and hoping to follow its guidance in our lives. And the one who does this sincerely and the one who does this truthfully, he will become from the strangers. But the best of mankind, they're strangers. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. Because the majority of the people, they turn away from the guidance of the Quran. The majority of the people, they turn away from the guidance of the Quran. There's another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions similarly, likewise, about benefiting from the Quran or not benefiting from the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we send down from the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. That which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. وَلَا يَزِيرُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And it does not increase the oppressors and wrongdoers in anything except for loss. So for those who believe, the Quran is a cure for them. It is a cure for their hearts. And we have seen in the previous classes in the parable of that Allah has struck in Surah Al-Ra'd, the parable of the valleys and likewise of the oars and the elements. The valleys and the rain and the oars and the elements and the fire and the heat. And the verses of the Quran are like this. They bring life to the hearts that are dead, like the rain brings life to the lands that are barren and purifies likewise the hearts from the filth until the doubts and misconceptions, they come out of the heart and go away. Just as likewise the fire heats up the gold and the silver and the brass, and until the impurities come to the top and are cast away. So the Quran, its verses are like guidance for the believers and a cure in this manner. And a cure in this manner. This is for those who believe. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. Say to them, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, for those who believe, and those who believe in the Quran, هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. It is guidance. It is guidance and a cure. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى. And as for those who do not believe, they do not believe in the Quran, then they have deafness in their ears. They have deafness in their ears and they are blind to it. They cannot see the truth and the guidance, the light that is found therein, nor can they hear it in a manner that is beneficial. So they will be led astray. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. So to strive to believe in the Quran. And believing in the Quran means to believe in the recitation of the Quran, that it's the book of Allah. It's the revelation from Allah. And to believe in the law and legislation, the commandments and the prohibitions that are found in the Quran, and the creed that is established in the Quran, the creed of At-Tawheed, the creed of At-Tawheed Al-Khalis, and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in this. And then from Iman likewise is to establish that, to strive against the soul to implement that, and to live upon that, and hope to die upon that. And this is true faith, because Al-Iman, as has preceded, yazidu wa yanqus. But the reality of it, that is qawlun bil lisan wa i'tiqadun bil qalb wa amrun bil jawarih. That is a statement on the tongue, and it's a creed and belief in the heart, and it's actions on the body parts. So the faith is not complete except with these three. A person, he must believe, and he must have the statements of faith, the statements of belief. Say that he believes. I believe. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And that must be in his heart. And he must say it with his heart, likewise with sincere faith. And it must sink and rest into his heart until it carries him to implement that which that faith requires. To implement in his life that which that faith requires, from implementing the commandments and obligations and refraining and avoiding the prohibitions, is so important. The greatest problem that we have, that we face in the ummah, is that people have turned away from the commandments and prohibitions, and they follow their desires. They follow their desires. And this is the means for disgrace, and the means for failure, and the means for misguidance. وَلَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَى الْفَاسِقِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. This is the means for loss. This is the means for failure. This is the means for destruction. This is the means for misguidance. This is the means for deviation. This is the means for humiliation, turning away from the Quran. What is worse is that a person, he will recite it himself and then oppose it. He will recite it himself and then oppose it. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. He'll recite it himself and then oppose it. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. He'll read the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone and do not associate any partners with Him. And then he'll call on a grave, or call on a saint, or call on a prophet, or call on an angel. Or he will think that a string around his neck is going to protect him. And the likes like this, or something hanging from his car, a hand with an eye in it, that says made in China on the back. Wallahi, Sunni, if you've seen. So that's what they say on the back of it. And he's going to think that that thing is going to protect him and his car and his family from the evil eye. From the evil eye. Misguidance. Yet he recites the Quran. He's even playing the Quran while it's dangling in his rearview mirror going down the road. This is misguidance. This is deviation because of turning away from the Quran. Turning away from the Quran. So maybe a person, he recites the Quran, but he does not care to understand it or to learn it or to realize it or to follow it. So in reality, he's turning away from the Quran. He's turning away from the Quran, and that which he's reciting is just is a proof against him. That which he's reciting is a proof against him. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we reveal and we send down from the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. So the more faith one has, the greater his heart will be cured. The more faith one has, the greater portion of mercy one will receive. And the according to the deficiency of one's iman would determine the how well his heart is, will determine how well his heart is, and will determine his portion of mercy, and likewise guidance, and also safety and security from the anger and punishment of Allah. Safety and security from the anger and the punishment of Allah. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned some benefits with regards to this verse here. And we read them in closing this chapter. He mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And Allah, He reveals, sends down from the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. And it does not increase the oppressors, wrongdoers, and anything except for loss. And anything except for loss. He mentioned, rahimahullah, فَالْقُرْآنُ مُشْتَمِلٌ عَلَى الشِّفَاءِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ. He says, so the Quran, it consists of the cure and mercy. It consists of the cure and mercy. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ. But this is not for everybody. This is not for everybody. The Jannah is not for everybody. You understand that part? The Jannah is not for everybody. Is it for me? Is it for you? We don't know. You don't know. You hope. But that hope will not benefit you until you believe in the Quran. And you believe strongly until you implement the Quran. And you prefer that law and legislation over the call of your desires and your whims. Now you have high hopes that are truthful of entering paradise. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ It's not from your false hopes, nor from the false hopes of the people of the book. So he says, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِكُلِ أَحَدٍ And so we have to realize, we hope. I hope the Quran is a cure for me. I hope the Quran is a cure for you. I hope the Quran is mercy for me. I hope that it's mercy for you. I hope that it's guidance for me, my family, my children. I hope they're guided. This is in my heart. This is something we have to hope for. You have to think about this. I hope my children will be guided by the Quran. Oh Allah, guide me by the Quran. Oh Allah, guide my children by the Quran. Oh Allah, make my heart firm upon the guidance of the Quran. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. These cannot be simple words that we say without meanings. Our hearts must move with our tongue. Our hearts must move with our tongue. We make dua. We hope that we are from the people of Quran. Ahli al-Qur'ani, ahli Allahi wa khasatihi. But this requires determination. It requires a person being serious. It requires a person striving against his soul. It requires a person to make great effort. It's not free. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ So the Quran, it consists of a cure and likewise mercy. And this is not for everyone. He says, وَإِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِهِ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ بِآيَاتِهِ الْعَامِلِينَ بِهِ الْعَامِلِينَ بِهِ He said, this is only, rather it's only, any the guidance of the Quran, the blessing of the Quran, the cure that's found in the Quran, and the mercy of the Quran is only for those who believe in it, and those who testify to the truthfulness of its verses, and those who apply and abide by it. And those who apply and abide by it. So these affairs here are of utmost importance, to believe in it, and to testify that it's truthful, and that it's correct, and that it's revelation and guidance from Allah, and then strive to follow it, and then strive to follow it, to apply it, to understand what it means, to understand what it means, and to follow it. وَمَّا الظَّالِمُونَ بِعَدِمِ التَّصْدِيقِ بِهِ أَوْ عَدِمِ الْعَمَلِ بِهِ فَلَا تَزِيدُهُمْ آيَاتُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا And as for the oppressors, the wrongdoers, those who do not believe in it, or they do not implement it and apply it, I need to include those who disbelieve, and as well those who believe, yet they're deficient in their faith. Understand this point? This is what is intended here. So the act of oppression is from two aspects, and a believer can be described with that. وَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ So we do not want to be from them. We do not want to be from them. Who do we want to be from? سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ You want to be from the best of the best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمْ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ If you ask Allah for paradise, you're asking for the firdaus, the highest level. The highest level. And then after that, you work and you put your faith in Allah. And alhamdulillah, you will get what you deserve better than that from your Lord. So you strive and you hope for the best. But the hope, it must be sincere. And it cannot be false. So those oppressors and those wrongdoers, either they have oppressed their own souls by disbelieving in the Quran, or by having faith in it, but the faith is weak until they did not implement it properly, then its verses does not increase them in anything except for loss. It does not increase them in anything except for loss. Yani verse after verse is nothing but proof after proof against the person. Verse after verse is proof after proof, evidence after evidence. مَا عِلْمُكَ بِهَذَا الرَّجُلِ مَا عِلْمُكَ بِهَذَا الرَّجُلِ What do you know about that man? That knowledge will be a proof against a person. And those who are severely blind, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ Those who have their hearts sealed, the more they hear it, the more they will belie it. and the more they will mock it, and the more they will turn away from it, and it will cause them to increase in disbelief. It would increase their filth and their misguidance to misguidance, and they would increase in deviation until the extent that they die upon disbelief. They die upon disbelief. And likewise, if a person, his sin and transgression overcomes him as well, he can be led by his desires to a similar fate, even if it's not as severe. These are all ideas, these are all issues, realities that we must take ourselves to account with. He says, if bihi taqumu alayhim al-hujjah, because these verses establish the proof against him. These verses establish the proof against him. And then he says, rahimahullah, fashifa'u alladhi tadammanahu al-Qur'an. فَالشِّفَاءُ الَّذِي تَضَمَّنَهُ الْقُرْآنُ عَامٌ لِلشِّفَاءُ الْقُلُوبِ مِنَ الشُّبِهِ وَالْجَهَالَةِ وَالْآرَاءِ الْفَاسِدَةِ وَالْإِنْحِرَافِ السَّيِّئِ وَالْقُسُودِ السَّيِّئَةِ فَإِنَّهُ مُشْتَمِلٌ عَلَى الْعِلْمِ الْيَقِينِ الَّذِي تَزُورُ بِهِ كُلُّ شُبْهَةٍ وَجَهَالَةٍ وَالْوَعَظِ وَالتَّذْكِيرِ الَّذِي يَزُورُ بِهِ كُلُّ شَهْوَةٍ تُخَالِفُ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ. He says, rahimahullah, that the cure that the Quran consists of is general and encompassing. It's general and encompassing, including the cure for the hearts from every doubt, from all doubts, misconceptions, from all ignorances, and from all corrupt ideologies, all of the corrupt ideologies and the foul deviations in thought and the likes and the lowly desires and intentions. Because the Quran consists of certain knowledge, by way of it, all doubts and ignorance are removed. And likewise, it consists of admonition and a great reminder. And by way of admonition and a great reminder, by way of the desires and whims that are contrary to the command of Allah will go away. There's certain knowledge in the Quran that removes doubts and misconceptions. And likewise, there is the reminder, there's a reminder, and there's admonition in the Quran by mentioning the promise of paradise and the threat of the hellfire, and mentioning the pleasure of Allah and His help and aid for those who believe, and mentioning the anger of Allah and how He will abandon and disgrace those who turn away from faith and the likes. There's great admonition in the Quran, great, great admonition and reminders. Reminders in the Quran for those who believe. So a believer, he will learn the guidance and have certainty, and then he will hear the admonition and go straight. He will learn the guidance and have certainty, and he will believe in it, and he'll believe it's the truth. And then he will hear the admonition and the reminder, and it will help him to go straight, to implement that faith. We understand these two aspects because it will teach a person. The Quran, it teaches us, it guides us by the permission of Allah. Allah, He guides us by way of the Quran, and He teaches us that which is good for us in our life, in this life and the hereafter, from the proper creed and belief, and likewise, how to ponder and to reflect, and how to use our minds and intellect in a manner that's beneficial, in a manner that's praiseworthy. And then likewise, it instructs us how to act. It instructs us how to act and how to conduct ourselves, how to behave. So the behavior and the conduct and the manners of a person are only completely rectified whenever his faith is completed. And the deficiencies in a person's conduct and manners is because of a deficiency in his faith. Because whenever a person has sincere faith, his body parts will comply to that which is pleasing to Allah and refrain from that which is not pleasing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُحِبُّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَيُبْغِضُ سَفْسَفَهَا. Allah, He loves the noble manners, and He detests the lowly and the foul manners. The lowly and the foul manners. So it will carry a person. It will carry a person to rectify himself. This is from the cure of the Quran. It will cure your heart. It will cure your heart. You will have certainty. You have no doubts. No doubts about what? No doubts about La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the cure. The Quran is the cure for this, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it will cure your manners and your conduct. It'll rectify your tongue. It'll rectify your tongue. Maybe somebody, he used to have a foul and lowly tongue, and then he learned the Quran, and now he has a good tongue. Alhamdulillah. Now his tongue is good and says good words, good speech, much benefit for him and others. for him and others by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the guidance of the Quran. Maybe somebody used to be hasty. Maybe somebody used to be rude. Maybe somebody used to like to use the people or get over on them and the likes like this. And then the guidance of the Quran came in his life and he received an admonition. And he reflected over the reality of the promise in the Quran and the threat in the Quran. And he rectified his soul, alhamdulillah, and he went straight. Many of the companions, they were upon misguidance before Islam. They were upon misguidance in their creed and belief, also in their manners. Some of them they would betray. Some of them they would rob. Some of them they fell into fornication and the likes like this, or drinking alcohol, so on and so forth. And then by the permission of Allah, they are guided, became from the best of mankind. So this is from the belief. This is from believing in the Quran. The Quran is a cure. The Quran is a cure, but we must believe in it and we must take the means to benefit from it. We must take the means to benefit from it. Wallahi, if you advance upon the Quran with sincere faith and belief, then Allah, He will guide you quickly in the most beautiful and subtle manner, directing you to the beneficial knowledge and directing you to beneficial people from places you could not perceive or even know. And He will change, and your heart will change, and your ideas will change, and the way you think will change, and you will start to see the reality, and you'll become ashamed of what you used to do. You become ashamed of what you used to think. You become ashamed how you used to act. And it will affect your heart. And you'll be good. This is the benefit of the Quran. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Wallahi, you have to read the Quran and strive to understand. And hope, have hope in Allah, that Allah will benefit us with the Quran. Wallahi, these things, we must move our hearts. We must move our hearts with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Must move our heart with love and with hope and with fear and with trust and with reliance and with devotion and with sincerity and strive in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we do this, you just wait for the good to come into your life. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So to strive to be from them. So he says, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَلِشِفَاءِ الْأَبْدَانِ مِنْ أَلَامِهَا وَأَسْقَامِهَا. And also the Quran consists as well as a cure for the bodies from its pains and diseases. The Quran likewise is a cure for the bodies. It's a cure for the bodies. It's a means of cure. A person, if he is sick or he has an ailment, or one of his loved ones is sick or has an ailment, the Quran is a means to cure the person by way of ruqya, by reciting its verses. Especially the Fatiha. By reciting and lightly blowing saliva at the same time on the place, or also putting one's right hand on the place where there's pain, and reciting the book of Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner, there is a cure. But a person, he must believe and he must have strong faith. And at the time of performing the ruqya, he must have high hopes that Allah will benefit by way of the Quran. And it's not the person's recitation, it's Allah. Allah has made this a means for cure. It is Allah, He cures. And if Allah wills, He will make it a beneficial recitation. And if Allah wills, He will not cure that person. But from the means is that a person who's giving the ruqya and who's reading the verses, hoping for the cure from Allah, with strong desire and strong hope. And the one who's receiving it likewise also must believe and also must have trust and reliance and also must have strong hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. And they must continue the process. Along with taking the other lawful means as well for curing that particular ailment. And then, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, a person, he will be cured. And the Quran is a cure in this manner. And one, he will read on himself. He'll read on his family himself. And he will not look to others to read for him. And it's been mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala at this point, and he mentioned the Fatiha specifically. And he mentioned one time he was in Mecca for some days, and he had a great ailment and pain, and he could not find a doctor or any treatment. He says, so kuntu a'aliju nafsi bil Fatiha wa ara fi dhalika ta'thiran ajiban. He said, I used to treat myself with the Fatiha, And I used to find amazing results. Amazing results. Until people around me were asking me about that, he said, Rahimahullah. So I directed them to do the same thing. And they found also a great benefit. And meaning that they find that it's benefiting for him. So they're asking him about that. He didn't say, okay, come here, I'll read on you. He didn't come here, I'll read on you. No, what I'm you do what I'm doing. You read, I'm reading the Fatiha. I'm trying to, I'm begging Allah to help me. I'm reciting the Fatiha in this manner. You do the same thing to yourself. To yourself. So this is very beneficial. And no one knows their situation except like their self. Except like their self. So if you're in dire need, Allah, He'll answer you because you're in dire need. And Allah, He answers those who are in dire need. So you realize that and don't attach your heart to other people. Oh, the brother is righteous or the imam is good or he knows more. Let you call on Allah. You called on Allah to cure you. You called on Allah to cure your child. You read on yourself. You read on your child. In this manner like this, inshallah, with the true and sincere faith, with the true and sincere faith, it will benefit. It will benefit. The Quran is a cure. This is the point that he's saying. He says, وَأَمَّا الرَّحْمَةِ فَإِنَّمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ وَالْوَسَائِلَ الَّتِي يُحُثُّ عَلَيْهَا مَتَ فَعَلَهَا الْعَبْدُ فَازَ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالسَّعَادَةِ الْأَبَدِيَةِ والثواب العاجل والآجل. He says here, and ask for the mercy. We reveal from the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. He says, as for the mercy, he says, Rahimahullah, as for the mercy, then it's because indeed what is found in the Quran from the guidance and the means, the guidance and the direction to the guidance and the means of mercy, that whenever a person he follows these means, he follows these ways and applies them in his life, he would obtain great mercy and eternal happiness and a great reward in this life and the hereafter. An indication that the mercy is obtained by learning the means of mercy. There are avenues that lead to the mercy of Allah. There are ways, there's asbab and wasail. That's what he's saying. Asbab and wasail. Asbab are means. Wasail, likewise, they're means, they're the ways. You have to take those ways. If you hope to have the mercy from the Quran, you have to take those ways. You have to take that path. So the Quran is guidance for those who follow the guidance. وَالَذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَأَتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. Those who follow the guidance, Allah will increase them in guidance and He will grant them their piety. But those who do not follow it, it's not going to benefit them or guide them. So a person, he must believe in it and then follow it and then apply it. In this manner, he will obtain mercy. In this manner, he will obtain mercy. So the Quran consists of this great direction, direction and guidance on how to live one's life. And if you take the means and you follow that direction and you follow that guidance by implementing in your life, you will obtain mercy. You will obtain mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ. My punishment, I inflict with it whomever I will. Allah, He says, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. My punishment, I afflict with it whomever I will. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And My mercy has encompassed all things. And My mercy has encompassed all things. The point is in the next portion of the verse, بَرَكَ اللَّهُ. لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And I'm going to write it. I will ordain it and prescribe it. My mercy has encompassed all things. And I will prescribe it and write it. I will ordain it for those who have taqwa and for those who pay the zakat and for those who believe in my verses and my signs. And for those who those people of piety, those people of taqwa, those people who fear Allah and hope for His reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obey Him in public and private. Those people who give the zakat, they give the zakat for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, purifying their souls and purifying their wealth and fulfilling the rights that are upon them, the rights of their Lord that are upon them, and the rights of the people likewise that are upon them. They perform them. وَالَّذِينَ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And those who believe in the verses of Allah, those who believe in the signs of Allah, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the end of the verses. And there are those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, the unlettered prophet. So the point is to have the mercy and benefit from the Quran, we must follow it. We must follow its guidance. And then mercy will come. Mercy will come in this manner by following the book of Allah azza wa jal, by following the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does it mean to follow the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? Whenever Allah says this, you must do this. This is an obligation. Then you follow that obligation. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal, He says this is not allowed. This is haram. This is forbidden. You stop. You follow that guidance. You stop and you leave it. You believe in the commandment and the obligation, and you implement it. And you believe in the prohibition, and you avoid it and stay away from it. And Allah, He promises those who do this and do this that they'll have His pleasure and His mercy and Jannah. So then a person, he will strive on those ways. He'll strive on those ways. He'll strive on those ways. And Allah, He mentions in other verses the threat for those who do this and do this. So he will stay away from those ways and he'll be cautious. In this manner, a person can follow the Quran. Can follow the Quran. From the great commandments in the Quran is to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one cannot follow the Quran until one follows the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the Quran, there's the command to follow the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. And one cannot follow the Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until they follow the Sahaba. Until they follow Sahaba. Where is that at? Yes, Ahsant. This is one of them. Where else? Ahsant. Ahsant, where else? Ahsant, where else? That's three verses. I think what you want to say is فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أَمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. This is the one the brother mentioned too. Ahsanta. Jazakum Allah khairan. All of these are clear proofs. We could spend the rest of the evening discussing them. But the one I want to go ahead. Allahu Akbar. There's no other believers. Ahsanta. True believers. Sahih. The one I want to make, the verse that I want to mention, is one that we all know. Because maybe some of us know all of these verses. Maybe some of us know some of these verses. Maybe some of us didn't know any of these verses. Maybe some of us didn't know any of these verses. But there's a verse that we all know. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. What is the straight path? The path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. The path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. The question is now, who are those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon? This is from the most beautiful interpretation. The best tafsir of the Quran is the Quran by Quran. Tafsir Quran by Quran. Allah, He says in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed they're in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. You understand that part? In order to be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon, we have to obey Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah, He mentions examples of the leaders of that. Min al-Nabiyyin, wa-Siddiqin, wa-Shuhada, wa-Salihin, wa-Hasuna ulaika rafiqa. From amongst the prophets, and from amongst the truthful, and from amongst the martyrs, and from amongst the righteous. And how great or good are these companions. Wa-Hasuna ulaika rafiqa. So the head of the prophets is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min al-Nabiyyin. Min al-Nabiyyin. So we say, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path of those you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. Who are those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon? They are those who whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they will be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. Who are they? The prophets. The head of the prophets is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Was-siddiqeen, the siddiqeen, the truthful. The head of them is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Was-shuhada, and the martyrs. And the head of them, Sayyid al-Shuhada Hamza. But before him, Umar radiallahu anhu. And Uthman radiallahu anhu. Both of them are the best of the martyrs, and Ali radiallahu anhu. So they're included here first and foremost. So we're asking to be like them on their path. Was Salihin, the rest of the righteous, who has the most right to that description? The rest of the Sahaba first, and then the Tabi'een and Tabi'at Tabi'een, and then those upon their way, and then those upon their way. So we're asking to be on the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon. Who did Allah bestow His favors upon? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Ibrahim. You want to be like Ibrahim. You want to be like Ismail. You want to be like Ishaq. You want to be like Musa and Harun. You want to be like Yusuf and Yunus. You want to be like Nuh. You want to these are your role models. You want to be in their company. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And how great is this company? How good is this company? How good is this company? This is the best of the best. صَفَّةُ الْبَشَرِ, the prophets and messengers. So you want to be on their path. You want to be on their path. You want to be on their path. You want to be strong in the face of challenges and the enemy, like Musa. You want to be the best of the best, like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want to be able to fight your desires and whims, like Yusuf alayhi salam. You want to be repentant, like Yunus. You want to be able to face hardship and difficulty, like Ayyub. You want to be like them. They're your role models. Jay-Z is not your role model. Because they gather between the Im and the Am. Jay-Z is not your role model. These other people who's famous today. Allahu Akbar. We don't want to be like these people. We want to be like the prophets and messengers. And then after them, we want to be like the Siddiqeen. We want to be truthful in our faith. We want to be truthful in our faith like Abu Bakr was truthful. We want to be like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Who woke up this morning and did this good? Who woke up this morning and did that? Me. From the goodness, visiting the poor and giving charity and this one and that one and that one. He's already done all of them. He's already done all of them in his day, radiallahu anhu. You want to be like that, a person doing good. You want to be like Umar. You want to be like Umar. You know what it said about Umar? Whenever he accepted Islam, that Islam became strong. Whenever he accepted Islam, the Muslims became strong. You understand that part? Some people, they accept Islam and they bring fitna. Allah musta'an. Wallahi, they accept Islam and they bring fitna. And because of deficiency, alhamdulillah, may Allah accept their Islam and rectify their affairs. But we don't be like that. We want to be like Umar. We want our Islam to be good. We want our Islam to be strong. We want our Islam to be beneficial for us and for our brothers. For us and for our brothers. This is what we want. We want to be like them. We want to be like Uthman. We want to be shy. We want to have modesty. You understand that? We want to be like Ali radiallahu anhu. We want to be brave. We want to be courageous, meaning with knowledge and wisdom. With knowledge, you want to be like Ibn Mas'ud. You want to be like Ubay ibn Ka'b, Zayd ibn Thabit. You want to be like the rest of the companions radiallahu anhum. These are our role models. You want to be like them. The point from all of this is here we're asking to be on the straight path. Guide us to the straight path. Who is the straight path? The path of who? The path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of Abu Bakr, and the path of Umar, and the path of Uthman, and the path of Ali. Because the first and the head of the Siddiqeen is Abu Bakr. And at the head of the Shuhada is Umar, Uthman, and Ali. Understand that part? And when we talk about the Siddiqeen, who's the first one that has that description? Abu Bakr. When we talk about martyrs, who's the first to have that description? Then this is what Allah is saying. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. So you will never be on the straight path until you're falling their way, because their straight path is their way. The straight path is their way. So the obligation of following the Salaf is found in the Fatiha. Alhamdulillah. This was the point to be made, along with many of the verses that the brothers they mentioned, and also other verses as well. And numerous narrations from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions after them, and also their students, Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana li hadha, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. And we praise and thank Allah for guiding us to this way. And we could never be guided had it not been for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to Islam. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the sunnah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the way of the Salaf al-Salih. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us thankful, to make us from those who are sincere and truthful in their faith, and to cover our faults and our sins, and to make us firm and steadfast upon that which is pleasing to him until we meet him. Innahu jawadun kareem. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.